KQSS Miami.
Kids Country and More.
And it is 5:30, almost exactly, which means it is time for the monthly community meeting with District 2 Supervisor Tim Humphrey. How are you, Tim?
I'm good. Happy New Year, Raleigh.
You too.
And Happy New Year to everybody out there. It's a new year, and so don't be shy. Call in, and that number is, Raleigh?
888-876-5593. That's 8888-ROLLYE. Operators are standing by. Okay, John is sitting, but he's waiting for your call.
All right. Well, good. Well, Happy New Year to everybody. I hope you're having a good year, and I hope you make it what you want it to be.
Yeah.
And if there's a pet peeve that you need to get to me, call. And if you don't call here, call me at my office.
Right.
Yeah. But anyway, yeah, it started out good, really. I wasn't a supervisor there for about 7 days because it was over December 31st, but then I was sworn in on the 7th.
Oh, so, okay.
I had a week there. So, I had a week off.
So if all hell broke loose between the 1st and the 7th, you wouldn't be responsible.
We just had to tell them, you got to be on hold until I get sworn in again.
This explains the timing for the LA fires, I think.
Yeah, you never know.
No one was in charge.
Yeah, no kidding. But yeah, it started out, you know, work as usual. Since the last meeting, I've attended 3 agenda meetings and 1 work session. Attended a local emergency planning committee meeting. Was sworn in, like I said, and for the third time. So that's a good thing. You know, after the first time, it's just kind of a report card on how you've been doing.
And sure.
So, yeah, I was pretty happy about that. Attended a team meeting with the deputy county manager and county manager and department heads. Because what I wanted to start doing is I meet with the public and they tell me what they think needs to go on in their areas. You know, like Tonneau Basin and Roosevelt. And I was at Roosevelt today at 1:00 and there was probably 20 people at that meeting.
And, I know. It's amazing. Tonneau Basin, Roosevelt, they all show up. Here it is, Globe Miami.
Even Gaisela.
Right,
Gaisela,
right.
Yeah.
Exactly. And so Globe Miami, you did them in person for years. Nobody showed up. Now it's easy. All you have to do is go to your phone.
Yeah.
And, which is okay. But as far as I'm concerned, if you don't make your concerns known, you have no right to complain.
Right. Well, you still got the right to complain, but there's nothing I can do about it if I don't know about it.
Right.
And but anyway, what I wanted to start doing is, I met with like, every month with Public Works, and Engineering, and so projects in District 2. When I would go to these meetings, you know, people would tell me things that they thought needed to be done in their area.
Right.
So I would meet with Public Works, the Road Department, and Engineering. To start working on these projects. Well, what I started doing this year, and we're already into our second meeting because we had one in December and then we had one earlier in January, is I'm meeting with the county manager, finance, deputy county manager, IT, and also to the engineering is part of that. The health department is part of that. And it's like, okay, where are we going? Let's all get on the same page. Because it seemed like sometimes you'd get in a meeting and one department wasn't quite sure what the other department was doing.
Yeah.
Or they're waiting to hear from another department before moving forward. And it's like, well, let's just all sit down at the same table once a month. And engineering, if you need something, why don't you just ask them?
Right.
and so then we keep minutes, and so if that's something you don't have an answer for, well, then next month when we get together, we would hopefully have an answer.
It's a great idea.
Or a reason why we can't
right.
have the answer. And so, you know, just trying to stay more in touch, cuz like I say, when I go to these monthly meetings and things, and well, even to the grocery store, sometimes it's 3 hours for a loaf of bread.
Yes.
But that's okay. But then I can get, you know, I mean, I work for the people and I appreciate, you know, their understanding, and I feel great that they're open to talk to me. And so then I can take it to staff, and then we have monthly meetings so things don't fall in the cracks.
Right, that's good.
Because it's so everybody gets busy. And like I say, with a county of 55,000 people, 5,000 square miles, and 600 employees, it's pretty easy for things to fall in the cracks sometimes. So this is just kind of a way to help keep everybody on the same page and doing kind of what we can.
That's a good idea. You mentioned 5,000 square miles and 55,000 people, but of course Gila County has the issue where there's so much public land and other interests between where residential areas are that, yes, what's happening in Globe will be unknown to someone in Pace and vice versa. So this is a good idea.
Right, yeah. And then staff, too. You know, it's, you know, they get scattered because everybody's got their own little job, and it's difficult to stand back and look at the big picture, even for me. And so by being able to do that, it seems like
it's a good idea.
Maybe we can just keep a better focus on what we're doing as a whole. And if we send something down the ladder, well, it's a time to check. Just because you ask somebody to do something, if you don't hear back from them or you don't check, your job is more than just getting it down the ladder to get it across the finish line. You know, you got to be sure that it gets where it needs to, and the process happens and it gets back. So anyway, going forward, Chamber of Commerce, Board of Supervisors, and we kicked in and helped them with $10,000 to get a new sign up there in front of the Globe Miami Chamber of Commerce. And all three supervisors pitched in for out of grant funds that they have to be able to do that for the chamber. So they ought to be getting a, and we weren't the only ones. I think there was others kick in as mm-hmm. well. And I don't know who for sure, so I'm not mentioning any names, but I don't think we were the total donor on that.
What kind of sign?
You know, out in front of the chamber, you probably don't see it, but they used to have a sign there that worked. And there would be events and the time,
right,
of day,
okay,
and things,
sure,
of that nature.
Businesses as well.
Yeah,
advertisement.
Advertising mm-hmm. for businesses and things, because
that's
what they do. Yeah.
How long has it been gone?
It just hasn't worked.
Oh.
Yeah, and so we're gonna help them get one that
works.
That does work. Yeah.
All right.
And so anyway, that's something that we were asked to do, and so we're yeah. working on it. And Cobre Valley Regional Medical Center, what they have gone to community development to obtain permits to build houses for doctors.
Where?
The houses will be about 7,000 to 8,000 square feet.
Whoa.
And plans have been submitted.
8,000 square feet?
7,000 to 8,000.
Whoa. Yeah. These are big houses. Where are they going to be?
Well, where they're going to be, they own enough land to accommodate 10 homes. And plans to purchase more land. The homes will be located on the west side of the highway by the fairgrounds. So I guess it's out kind of by where San Carlos Drive is. Yeah, I don't know for sure. And I hope the 7,000 to 8,000 is not a typo.
Yeah, because I mean, I understand you want to attract people here, but 8,000 square feet.
Well, they're for doctors. I guess they want good doctors.
They want really good doctors.
With a big family.
Yeah, right.
I don't know.
Right. That's, now, what's going on with, there's been the sign, as you well know, by Walmart for years now about this coming clinic from the CBRMC.
Yeah.
Nothing's happened.
I don't know. I can get with them and find out. I think it's still a happening deal.
Okay.
And the reason I say is because if it wasn't, they'd be fixing the asphalt, because there's holes in the asphalt there that would bury a Volkswagen. I mean, if you hit one.
So would it be right in the parking lot?
I think so. Yeah, up close to the highway, I believe.
Oh.
It's where they're going to locate it. But I can get more information on that. Okay, yeah, I'll note real quick to get some more info.
Yeah, because just about everybody I know has seen that sign now for a few years, saying, well, what's happening?
Yeah, no, I believe they're still working on it, for sure. And then as far as blighted properties... Yeah, we're working on The health department's working on code enforcement together, has been able to clean up 5 properties in Claypool and 1 in Central Heights. And what they're doing with that is the Copper Corridor got a grant for blight money. And so what we're able to do is, you know, you got to do all this qualification stuff, but there are some people that don't have the physical ability to clean up their place. And so those kind of people, we try to help them.
Okay.
And so we're using this funding to help those people that are unable and don't have family in town and things of that nature. Mm-hmm. And so we have 10 properties on the priority list, and apparently they've taken care of 5 of them. And this next line is a good one because they're looking for local contractors to help clean up some of these properties. So, you know, we do have funding, and I think those 5 cleanups were somebody from out of town.
Right.
So you small contractors or big contractors, if you want to help us clean up some of these blighted properties, which is, you know, hauling off junk and maybe mowing some grass or weed eating some grass or things of that nature, trim some bushes. You know, if you're willing to do that, contact me and we'll get you on a list, because I asked them to give me a list of how they advertised, mm-hmm. and who they advertised to, because I want to see the list that they created, and then I want to get a hold of some of the local contractors that I know.
Can you make a note for Ortiz? Because he does that stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have somebody on this block, actually. One of the problems, as you well know, you certainly were contract here for a long, long time,
right.
is there's a limited supply. And so some of these guys are just so busy.
Right.
But there are also, like John just came in here to mention, Ortiz, who probably doesn't even know about this. So we'll tell him.
May or may not. And so, like I say, you know, and they're looking for, you know, contractors to clean the properties. To date, we have not received any bids from local contractors. And I don't, you know, a lot of people are kind of backed off with the county because some of the work on some of these homes require that you be BPI certified and that, you know, you got to do a background check and mm-hmm. things of that nature. You know, and on these properties, some of them are vacant. So I don't know the full stipulations of what it would take to turn in a bid. But as far as I know, there's not any requirements of a background check or anything of that nature.
And they contact you?
They can. Okay. Yeah. 928-961-2885.
Okay.
If you're
interested.
An interested contractor. And like I say, I do believe that you need to be a contractor or have liability insurance or things of that nature. But yeah, they can contact me and I'll get them in charge, in with who needs
good,
who they need to get with.
Cause it'd be nice if local people could benefit from that. But
well,
yeah.
And I think they could do it cheaper than somebody that's got to drive for 2 hours before they can go to work.
Right. And they put that
2 hours home.
Right. They charge you for that. Absolutely.
Well, they have to.
Of course they do.
Yeah.
And there's far too many services that you wind up having to go to people from the Valley.
Sure.
And it's unfortunate.
Sure. It is. And so anyway, that, excuse me, that's a good thing. And then the state's come up with some information that has cut us back on some remodel projects and things. On the recommendation of the Gila County Attorney, staff will not issue any building permits to properties that are served with a cesspool unless they install a new wastewater system. Staff members have created a flyer for real estate agents and contractors covering this subject. So, you know, I mean, some of these people are getting a good deal on some of these older houses, and then they're wanting to fix them up and do all this stuff. But if it has a cesspool, the state has notified us to the point that the county attorney says, whoa, guys, you know, I mean, there for a while we were trying to
look the other way,
to help,
a little bit, of
you
course.
Know, yeah, because some of these, you know, we don't have enough houses as it is. And, you know, again, with Tri-City working so hard, we're trying to do some limp-along permits until Tri-City can get some, you know, things rolling.
And that could be years, let's face it.
Well, yeah.
Well, for Central Heights, it'll be a decade, the way I'm looking at it.
Well, depends on when they get started and how many more obstacles they run into. But we've gone over a million obstacles, so it keeps getting closer all the time.
No, it's in the right direction. I wholeheartedly agree. But that's interesting because, of course, the federal government has made it clear that you can't remodel with cesspools and all that.
It's against the law.
Yeah, absolutely.
They've outlawed them.
Yeah, and the problem is, we've discussed many times, is most of these lots you can't put a septic on there.
No, because they're small.
That's
and above ground systems are
very
extremely expensive.
Very expensive.
Yeah,
right.
They
might be the value of the house in some of these cases.
They are.
Yeah.
And so, you know, that's another deal that, you know, I know there's people that are against this and things of that nature, but they just don't understand the magnitude. And I'll try to explain it to them, anybody that would care to listen. But most of them, it's because they don't want their taxes to go up. Well, okay. But anyway, going on down the road from that, that's a bad deal. Fairgrounds. We're doing a lot at the fairgrounds. We built that second arena, and right now we've got some other plans that we'd like to work on out there. But right now we're in the middle of upgrading the electrical.
Good.
Because the electrical was so outdated that we just couldn't get some things done until that's done. And they're working on that now, so that's getting closer. So we'll be able to go forward with some different projects and plans.
Who's the contractor on that? Do you know?
I did, Raleigh, but I don't remember.
Okay.
You know, they inform me of a lot of things, but I don't store it all very well. I thought I had a good memory until I got so much to remember, and I don't. I don't think it's as good as it once was. But anyway, the 10th and the 12th, they had a Gem and Mineral show out there. It was a nice show, so I hope you enjoyed it if you went. And on the 15th of January, they have a 4-H community club meeting. It's kind of a private meeting. It's open to 4-H members and their families only. But anyway, we're trying to get some more things going on there. And so, yeah, but anyway, we're just, looking forward to getting into the new year. Things kind of slowed down around the holidays, as they always do. It's just hard to get anything done because people want to be on vacation.
Of course.
And people want to be in the spirit of the season, not worried about, work and things.
No, Thanksgiving to New Year's. It's unfortunately just a vast wasteland for the most part.
It seems to be as such.
Yeah, but and always
has been. We're up and getting rolling and looking forward to a new year. And all the supervisors stayed the same. No changes.
It's good for continuity.
That. So, yeah. So we're used to working not together because we can't even talk, but on different projects we kind of know what pet peeves they have and what kind of projects they're looking to be working on, and we're going to have lots of work sessions. I want to talk to the deputy county manager and he's lining out some work sessions for us so we can cover a lot of things. Because, they work for the will of the supervisors. And so we've got to have meetings where we can all get together so they know our will.
Well,
so they can.
It sounds like the monthly meetings that you have scheduled between finance and IT and engineering and health, along with the county manager, that will produce things that will be great topics for the work sessions.
Yeah, it will. It sure will. And like I say, then that way, for every department head, if they don't know what District 2 wants and needs, well, then that's why we're having a meeting, is because as I go to meetings in the grocery store and things, people say, hey, there's, something we'd like to see done about this. And so we just, then that way we can work together. But then when it comes to finance for grants or whatever, then they're expecting it. They know that.
Right.
That certain things are wanted and needed in District 2.
Well, one of the things that has come up on the air and off the air, we get a lot of complaint calls over what the sheriff's department is doing. Now, in the past, I always say our most requested feature on KQSS is the police blotter. I mean, bottom line.
Yeah.
And a while ago, the sheriff's office stopped releasing the name of the arrested, what their location was, and what their infraction was, what their crime was. Why were they arrested? And that's information that people in this county, and certainly in Globe, Miami, really want to know. And I understand there was a problem in other jurisdictions, not in Gila County, where they were releasing too many information, personal information, and street addresses and pictures and all that. And we're not talking about any of that. We're talking about the name of the person, their offense, and where they're from. And this has been missing now for, you know, months and months and months. And you'd be surprised how many people, you know, speak up saying, why aren't you telling me? Well, we're not telling you because we don't get it. Well, they get it in Safford. Well, they, you know, and they do, by the way. Yeah. So I don't know. Obviously, it must be, I'm assuming, an over-precaution over legal issues. But clearly, it's not illegal to release a name, a location, and an offense.
Okay, well, good. Yeah, the thing about this position is I have no jurisdiction over other elected officials.
Of course.
Other than approving their budget. But yeah, I can reach out to Sheriff Shepherd and ask him, if that is possible or why it's been removed, to kind of get a better idea, because as of now I have no idea why they would have done it or don't do it, and so I can reach out to them and because I we've had a great working relationship. My public meetings, there's if able, there's always an officer there to give reports on that particular area and kind of what's going on, so we have a good working relationship. And so I will reach out to
Sheriff
Shepherd.
As I say, their answer when Big John, our morning and afternoon news guy, called was due to this lawsuit. But the reality is that what we're asking for is not part and parcel of that lawsuit. And the kind of calls we get are interesting. And of course, to me, they're anecdotal. There's no way. Right. But people saying, you know, crime has really gone up since you're not announcing who's perpetrating it. And I don't have the numbers, but people seem to be absolutely concerned about their homes, their cars, and they say, I at least want to know.
Right. Yeah, no, that's been a big concern of people and theft and things of that nature.
Yeah.
And it just gets bad, and you just never know. People, yeah.
Right.
When the thieves come around, it's not a good thing. It really isn't.
Well, it's not. And to that end, for car theft, please don't leave your guns in the car.
I mean,
you would think that this was common sense. But surprisingly, you hear more and more, I left my gun in the car. My car was stolen. No, that's your car is not a rolling gun safe.
Yeah, or maybe you ought to carry it with you because you might need it in the house.
Yeah,
when they come through the front door.
Right, that's right. Yes, whatever. Please don't leave it in the car.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Yeah. I've had several people mention to me of the break-ins and things.
Yeah.
So.
It is on the increase, and that's why I think that at least, hall of shame, if you will, but at least announcing who they are, where they're from, what crime they're arrested for. They're not convicted, they're arrested, but
right.
I think that goes far to cause people, because, strangely enough, when we were giving out that information, we got a lot of calls from people. What, could you repeat this? Wait a minute, I think this guy listened. What is it? People who were interested in the information.
Yeah, yeah. I think a lot of that theft stuff is migrates because, the homeless migrate. We see them and then we don't, depending on the weather and stuff. And people always say, Tim, what are you doing about the homeless? And, we can give them vouchers for a motel. We can give them vouchers for food. They just want to be left. I can even help them get a high school education. But they just want to be left alone
Many
in their own
do.
Little world.
Many of them
and,
do. That's
and I
right.
Won't, I won't say which service station, but someone was washing their windshield and there wasn't towels in the little towel deal to wipe off your windshield. And so she told them that. She says, there's no towels in your deal. And the gal says, we can't put them out anymore because the homeless keep stealing all of them. And so, you know, what do you do about that? I mean, a lot of them don't do things, or you don't catch them doing things where you can arrest them. And a lot of people feel sorry for them, and they're panhandling on the corner, and they're making as much money as somebody at Jack in the Box at minimum wage because they're felt sorry for. But, you know, then in the night, they're the ones that might be doing some of this other things that we don't approve of, because we know they have no income other than panhandling, unless maybe they're on some kind of assistant program or something that just go to the post office. But yeah, they come and go in our area, and you know, homeless shelters and things of that nature, you know, we don't have the funding for, but we do have a lot of things to offer someone who really needs and really wants help. We have programs that we can help them with. It's just, I've gone into some of these camps and say, what can we do to help you? It's like, you can turn around and leave.
Right, exactly.
We don't need anything other than to be left alone. And it's
right.
Like,
that is a societal problem. And fortunately, it's not huge in Globe, Miami. But you look at areas like San Francisco, for instance, and it's overwhelming.
Right.
And yes, certainly some people are down on their luck because they no longer can afford housing. But a lot of them, there are psychological facets involved in this where they absolutely do not want to be part of, quote unquote, the system.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a growing concern.
And no easy answers.
No easy answers, but it is a growing concern. And like I say, you'll see them around for a while, especially in good weather. And when it gets cold like this, they're down south or somewhere, you know, because you don't see as many around town. But
right.
But anyway, we just keep working on things as we can. But you know, like you say. Lock your house, lock your cars, and if you have a firearm, don't leave it in your car.
No, and store it responsibly. You know, I support everyone's right to have whatever firearms they want, but with that right comes the responsibility of storing it correctly, handling it correctly. As far as I'm concerned, there are no excuses.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Yep. But anyway, we're gonna get this year rolling as we should. And And as I say,
good.
If something's been bothering you about that I can maybe help you with, let me know. We'll work on it. There's things we can do things about, and there's things we can't. And if I can't, I'll let you know why I can't.
There you go.
But I'll sure check on it.
Good enough. But 928-961-2885 is Tim's cell number. Make a note of it. And I see so many of you are really eager to call tonight, but we make it available nonetheless. And Tim is here every day of the month between meetings.
Yeah. And so, like I say, if I don't know, I can't help. And that is my number. And if I don't answer, leave a message, because I return all calls.
Sounds great.
So you have a good one, and Rolly, I guess we'll see you next month.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes. Will. Well, looking forward to it, and thanks for coming.
You bet. Take care.
All right.